阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。Hello， 你好，这里是独立知识型脱口秀狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 我是大狗熊。接下来这期节目呢是、我的英文播客 Bear Academy， 也是英文的频道、Bear Talk 的、一期视频节目的音频版。那么、还是英文的，如果您感兴趣的话呢，不妨订阅这期节目的这个英文播客 Bear Academy， 或者呢在 YouTube 上收看我的英文视频、Bear Talk， 那么可以获得更多的这个原版的信息。这期节目的标题呢叫做 Onboard How to Onboard a New Job Like a Pro， 就如何像一个大咖一样、快速的、熟悉和、适应一份新的工作。那么很多人可能都有这样的感受，就是当你刚刚加入一个公司开始做一份新工作的时候呢，其实是非常非常忙的，因为在那个时候你会有大量的信息需要去处理，然后你也搞不清楚状况，可能乍一看呢你看似好像很镇定，但是内心呢慌乱无比的感觉。那么这种感觉呢我其实深有体会，因为、作为一个曾经自己开公司在国内啊，然后也打过工，然后、到国外也加入了不同公司不同的工作，那么、在不同的国家有不同的这个应聘工作的这个经验的一个人呢，那么我有非常丰富的这种、新工作和新项目开始的时候面对的这种经验。那么这期节目呢主要是分享我的一些建议和技巧，如何能够帮助你在很短的时间内呢熟悉一份新的工作，并马上开始变成一个快速适应的一个专家。在一开始的话其实是要先明确三个方向。当你入职的时候，准备一份新工作的时候呢，应该从三个角度来考虑这份工作，来考虑你的目标。第一呢是这个信息，第二呢是资源，第三呢是期待。怎么去解释呢？第一，信息呢其实就是这个 information。 那么当我们加入一个公司或者开始一个新项目的时候，必然有大量的信息是你不熟悉，你需要去学习的。那么这个部分呢就要求或者说要给自己设立一个目标呢，就是能够快速的消化和处理跟你工作相关的这个信息。那么这个信息有很多，比如说行业术语，比如说这个你具体的这个工作中的一些标准和要求等等，这些都处于信息，所以需要去快速的去消化处理。那么第二个角度呢是这个资源。资源呢其实就是很多人可能对资源窄义上的理解就是一些物品啊，我有没有电脑，然后能够用什么样的素材去工作，有什么样的这个硬件软件的设备。其实我在这里指的资源更重要的是指人的资源，就是你要知道谁是做什么事情，具体负责哪个方面，然后他的责任他的权限是什么，那么你就知道在出什么问题的时候要去找谁去帮助，就是 you should know who's dealing with what。 好，第三呢是这个期待。那么你要知道你的老板对你的期待，你的团队你的同事对你的期待是希望你能够做什么样的事情，能够有什么样的产出。那么当你明确了这个期待之后，你就不会去消耗一些无用功去做一些没有必要的东西。比如说你的同事他们是期待你这个岗位能够具体的去写代码解决问题，那么你就不用去考虑太多的，在初级阶段啊，一开始呢不用去考虑太多的这个战略啊策略啊等等这些方面，你就把那个能够 deliver 的这些东西交付的东西呢能够做好做到位就 OK 了。如果你的同事是期望你能够，或者你的老板期望你能够带领团队解决问题，那么可能你需要去考虑更多的我如何去 与他人沟通，如何去搞清楚资源等等。好，那么这个呢是三个方向，资源、期待还有信息。那么就我具体的经验来说，在这期节目里我分享了五个经验。第一个经验叫做创建你的术语清单啊 ，build your jargon list。那么这个呢，是我自己现在会做的一件事情，就是在一份工作开始的时候呢，我会用一个文档，通常是在 Notion 里面，然后呢，把我听到的跟这个工作有关的，我不熟悉、不了解、不知道的，不管是缩写也好，还是行业术语也好，我就把它添到这个清单里面，然后把它的解释呢搞清楚，再作为附注。放在里面。那么每一次呢，我再打开这个清单，我就看到，特别是像一些行业缩写，比如说我现在工作经常涉及到一些概念 PDP PLP， 当我听到 PDP 是什么，我就去问别人 PDP 是什么，他们就告诉我说 Product Detail Page 就是产品信息页。那么 OK， 我了解了，我就把它作为我的这个注释放在这个PDP 这个词条的下面。那么这样的话，我可以快速去熟悉大家经常说的这些术语是什么。那么当知道了以后，你就慢慢的就变成这个接近这个行业人士的这种标准了。所以这个是第一个建议， build your jargon list， 创建你的术语清单。第二个建议呢是多和别人交流。那么这个听起来很像是一个大俗套啊 ，reach out。那么我指的这种交流呢，是指去同事的办公桌前闲聊一两句话，然后呢，在茶水间、在餐厅多和别人交流啊，不要自己独自一个人吃饭啊。那么有的时候你要强迫自己去做这样的事情。那么甚至就是群发一下微信、群发一下邮件啊，发一下邮件表达一下自己的一些疑问或者是一些感谢。那么这个过程习惯了以后呢，你慢慢就会知道谁负责什么样的事情，然后你会有更多的信息来面对自己的工作。 OK， reach out。 那么第三个建议呢是问问题，是还有就是多问一些看似很蠢的问题。那么作为新人有一个特权，就是你可以问一些傻问题，别人不会探究，要利用好这个机会。因为同样的问题你如果隔上三个月再问的话，你就真的是傻了。好，那么 ask stupid questions。 第四个呢是知道你的限制，就是 know your dependency 和这个就是依赖性。那么这个呢，其实对于在中大型公司工作的人，都不管是什么样的形式的规模的公司都很重要。就是你要知道这个工作的上限是什么，它有什么瓶颈，需要由哪个部门的人来负责，来确定有什么技术上的限制、商业上的限制、信息上的限制、题材上的限制。那么你就知道了以后，你就不会花无用功，不会去走弯路。用英文里面常见的这个术语来说，就是你就 know， 你就知道了你的 scope 是什么，你的这个尺度是什么，然后你就在这个 scope 里面去进行思考和工作，就会更有效率。第五个这个标准呢，其实这个比较泛啊。第五个标准就是要了解你的这个商业模式， know your business， understand the business。 就当你了解了这个商业，就是你们公司是怎么赚钱的，这个运作是怎么运作的为什么这个需要加班这个底线在哪里等等。那么当你明白了这些东西之后呢，你大概就会知道自己工作上的一些优先级，也知道你自己的这个工作在你们公司在这个架构中所起到的作用。那么很多做技术的人呢，会过高估计自己的这个作用。那么通过这样的一个方式呢，其实可以让你更客观地了解自己的工作。而且呢，比较直接的一个好处呢，就是说你对判断自己工作的重要程度和优先级呢，就会有更准确的这个把握。所以这五条技巧啊，就是我在这期播客里面提到的。首先，创建任务清创建一个术语清单，多和人交流，然后呢，提出问题知道这个事情的这个依赖性和受限的限制。 然后呢其次呢就是知道这个，最后呢就知道这个商业的模式，了解商业模式。那么当知道了这些东西以后呢，你的这个新公司的入职呢应该会比之前要更加的顺利。好的，这就是这一期播客的节目。如果你对这期节目的原版英文内容感兴趣，最方便的方法就是订阅我的YouTube 频道 Bear Talk， 那么可以收听具体的内容，或者呢订阅我的播客 Bear Academy， BEAR:ACADEMY， 那么在 Podcasts 里面可以搜索到这个播客的节目，然后你就可以收听了。好的，感谢您的收听，我们下期节目再见，拜拜。Onboarding a new job could be overwhelming. You might look calm on your face, but totally freak out inside during the first few weeks of your new job. In this video, I'm going to share a few tips that might be able to help you do better when you got a new job. Let's check this out.Hi, welcome to Bear Academy. I'm Bear, your host. I have some experience of landing new jobs or new projects in different countries. And I found there are things in common, no matter where and when, for your new job. Basically, you need to be clear about three directions: information, resource, and expectations.That get to them one by one. So this video is going to help you to land a new job like a pro. And the first is about our three directions. So the first one is about information. And for every new job, there will be heaps of information you need to process at the very beginning. So,Your goal is to process information as soon as possible. So, yeah, this is the first direction or the first goal of your onboarding first few weeks. And the second one is about to know the resource. So, by saying resource, what I mean is majorly is about who's dealing with what.You need to understand the structure, the people, and what you could use to make your, to help you work. So this is about resource. So this is the goal for your onboarding. It's also to know who's dealing with what, the second goal. The third direction is about to understand the expectation.So generally, the expectations from your boss and the expectations from your team is so important. If you can clarify the expectation, you won't waste time and effort on doing something that the team or your boss don't want. And to be clear, expectations from different people could be different.So you need to see it. You need to see all the expectations in a holistic way. Right. After saying these three directions, let's get to some tips about what I'm using or what I do if I got a new job. So here are five tips, five hows. The first one is to buildA jargon list. What it is? So normally, for every new job what I'm getting, I will create a list including all the concepts I got to know at this job. For example, this is the current jargon list I'm using for my current job. When I hear something I don't know, for example, likePDP. When I hear of it, I will ask what it is, and then people told me, okay, this is the product detail page. It's something quite common. It's some concept quite common for e-commerce industry. And then I just
add it to my list. And I'm using Notion to make this list, so it's quite easy to create a toggle list, so that I can hide the explanation behind the word, behind the concept, behind the jargon, so that I can know that I know this concept or not. So this is the first tip to create a jargon list. And the second one is to reach out people and try to do that probably every day. So you can go to people's desk and introduce yourself, or you can start a conversation in kitchen, or just send an email to introduce yourself. So keep doing that every day and you will be quite familiar with the people and get to know who's dealing with what. So just remind yourself to reach out every day, internally and externally. And the third tip is to allow yourself to ask stupid questions. So it's totally okay to ask questions about things you don't know, and I see it as an advantage for fresh people, because if you ask the same question 3 months later, you might seem really stupid then, right? So ask stupid questions first to avoid being a fool later. This is what I'm thinking is quite helpful and useful for every fresh people. So two typical questions I'm asking is, what is so-and-so, such-and-such? And the other one is, why are we doing this rather than that? So what is the reason we are doing this? So this is the third tip. Ask stupid questions. And the fourth one, you need to understand the dependencies. So there could be tech dependencies or business dependencies or other types of the limitation for your job. So you need to understand that and try to be a realistic professionalist. What I'm thinking is that if you can understand the scope, if you can understand the limitation, and you will think the question with the proper scope, and that will be great to keep you and the team at the same page. So yeah, this is the fourth tip. The fifth one, the last one, but not the least, is to understand business, right? And for this one, it's quite interesting because sometimes we forgot we are working in a business environment because we are too attached to the task we were doing. And the more you know about the whole business, the better choice you will make. From my experience, if you understand the business, for example, the bottom line of the business, like the revenue or other things, you will know the priority of the tasks you're going to do, right? Okay, so this is the fifth tips that I'm using, and let's review them. Jargon list, create a jargon list. Reach out every day, and also ask stupid questions, understand the dependencies, and understand the business, right? If you can clear about all these tips and keep using them, I think you could do better on your new job. Hope it helps, and really appreciate your time on watching this. And at last, can I ask one question for you? What is the one thing you would do on your first week of a new job? Please write a comment below. And if you like this video, please subscribe it. And I will talk to you in the next video about design, technology, and productivity. I'm Bear. See you in another one. Cheers. 拜。